Magnify or magnify?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
You got it. G,
please.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in His glory, yes, image. We ever strive to be like Him. He
yeah.
145.
When my voice goes out, I'll just keep on rolling.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
I sing the goodness of the
we bow down.
15. Alright, number 15. Real quick, this song, I don't know why, it just really means a lot to me. I guess I really like this verse it comes from, and it's so straight from Scripture. Kind of like what Jordan was saying, you know, it all starts with the heart. This really reminds me of that. Is that really who we're living for? We're really living for Christ. We got to ask ourselves that as we're singing this song. The first line, I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I am dead to sin through His precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith, I walk with Him. Have we really put sin out of our life? Have we really put it away? And are we devoted to never go back to it? Can we honestly say we were dead in trespasses, but now we're alive through Christ's blood? Or are we going back to the sin and letting being slaves of that instead of being slaves of God? Not slaves, servants. I'm sorry, that was something a little weird, I guess, but you know what I mean. So, that's what I think about, and I encourage y'all to think of the same things as we sing the song.
I've been crucified with Christ, my Lord. I am dead to sin through His precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son.
Then I will praise our God. Yeah.
So we need to go ahead and wrap up. We'll do three songs. If that's all right with y'all, we'll do this one.
Yes.
That was the next one, and then our guy's alive. Hope everyone's okay with that. Because my budget is tight. This one. Josh, do you know this one?
What number?
19. Go for this one.
I can try.
There's no pitch, so.
A-flat.
Huh?
You can give him an A-flat. Starts on E-flat.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored.
L2 of the
Christ alone. We're not going to raise it a half step. That's all right.
One day, already have to stand.
Well, they're already gone. We're already raised a few steps. All right. Maybe one day we'll do that, but not tonight. That's insane. All right. I don't remember the pitches for this song at all.
E flat.
In Christ alone my hope is found.
He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest trial and storm. What heights of love, what depths of
study this weekend. If you can make it at all, I mean, if you make it Friday, that's great. If you make it some Saturday, just whatever you can make it, it'd be really big encouragement, I know, to me, and I think to everyone, especially people who are teaching. But I think it's going to be really good, not because the speakers are amazing or anything like that. It's because the Word is awesome, and Ephesians is a great book, and I think that if you open up your hearts and open up your ears, I think that it can be something that will change your perspective on on what you're doing while you're in college, really. On how you're walking, I guess. That's the main point of the whole study. We walk worthy of the calling. So anyway, if you can make it, that'd be great. Tell friends, anybody. And I've had a lot of people say, you know, they can stay at our place. Actually, I've had a lot of girls say, you know, anybody can stay at my place. Haven't any guys do that, which, I mean, I don't know what's up with that, but I think it might be because guys don't have a clean place, and we don't want to clean it. Anyway, I haven't had hardly anybody contact me, but if you would be able and willing to have, I mean, it's not, I don't think it'd be that many people, but. Right now, no one has told me that they need a place to stay. Okay. Well, one person has. I think they've all been taking care of it pretty much themselves.
I would say, because we already have people staying, and it's totally fine for whoever wants to stay, but like, as long as we know.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
And you know, it might be a last minute thing. It might be, hey, you know, you're going to sleep in the car if you don't want to stay. Anyway. So just remember that, Friday starting at 7, and then Saturday we'll try to start about 9, so in the morning on Saturday. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to sing Our God is Alive, and that'll be it for tonight. All right. Yeah, I'm good. All right. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He takes his skies with every hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive.
Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you at the close of this day, at the close of this period of worship, Lord. I'm so very grateful for all the many things and blessings that you just shower upon us. Father, we're thankful for Jordan and his ability to lead the study this evening. Father, we ask that we meditate on the things that he's brought before us, that we always check daily to make sure our hearts are in the right place and always ready to give an account both to you, Father, and to anyone who asks. Help us to make sure that we're walking in a way that will be pleasing in your sight, Father. As we leave here tonight, Father, we ask that you be with us and help us to lean upon each other as we try to fight the good fight, Father. Help us to never lose sight of the goal of heaven, Father. And help us to remember that regardless of whatever is put in our path, that the battle has already been won. The victory is already yours. And help us to never lose sight of that, Father. Pray these things through Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.